slowly bring your attention to the physical body and its connection to the space around you. It's a new day. It's the eve of all 40 days. Let's hold the awareness of the sacredness of the period. Knowing that the ashram is enveloped in the energy of the masters. Let's center in that field of grace. And holding the intention that we can make another shift, that we can make the next step in our spiritual growth, in the evolution of our consciousness, that we may become more connected to the divine. Let's hold that intention on this day. Let's consider the world that we exist in as sacred. The earth is sacred, water, fire, air, space. Let's appreciate the physical body as a gift of life. A vehicle that we use on our earthly journey. And let's welcome this new day. In that consciousness of the divine within us and around us. And let's pray from the depth of our heart, O Supreme Self within us and around us, we give thanks for the blessings of the new day. We ask you as to, inner guru, the inner guide, to guide us through this day. Take us from darkness into light, the darkness of ignorance of all that we are, into the light of realizing all that we are, that we exist in you, that we are you, operating in limitation. Guide away every thought today, away every word, away every action, that we may be a blessing to your world. We give thanks for every blessing we have received, and we pray to continue to be worthy. Om, peace, peace, peace. Namaskar, everyone. Welcome to a new day. Welcome to the eve of the 40 days. It was on this day, 1978, that I had an incredible shift. A whole new level of sadhana. And as the days approach the sacred period, I could feel the whole space changing. And I hope that you're perceptive enough to catch that. During the period in 1970, it was so magical. Mind-blowing, magical. Never in my wildest dreams I would think that this energy would wrap a field. It was coming inside of me as I communicated with it, this Kundalini power, but I never thought it would wrap a space and create everything to perfection. For the evolution of my being. That's incredible. And I hope in these 40 days that I can share some of that with you, that you can appreciate the guide that is within you, the power that's within you, the magnificence that's within you, and the magical nature of your inner being. What I would say that struck me most was the benevolent nature, the caring nature, the motherly nature of this energy. It took care of every detail of my sadhana. Unbelievable. And it can take care of yours. I completely, completely believe that. The fact that we are gathered here today in this space is already a tremendous blessing. And we invite people to come here. We don't try to force them to come. We don't try to put too much pressure on them to come. We just invite and see who comes, because we know it's the perfect way of inviting. We just make the period visible, and we see those who will be attracted to it. And it always works to perfection. I want to thank all those of you who have already worked hard over the months and to this day to make this place what it is today. I just feel extremely happy that I could have the 40 days in this year. It's the 41st anniversary of the 40 days. And I'm just so pleased that we could have it in such a beautiful setting. So I look forward to an amazing period. So I want to wish all of you a great day. From tomorrow morning, the Guru Gita will start just 15 minutes later. I was contemplating this morning whether I should have kept it at 5:15, but 15 minutes of grace, I'm sure everybody will be happy with. So we look forward to a marvelous day today as we build up to our evening satsang at 6. And I'm sure the place will be just ready. Not just humanly ready, but divinely ready. Thank you, everyone. Have a marvelous day. Namaskar.